information and support. I know we can achieve even more for people with PSP and CBD. James Cusack joined PSPA as its new chief executive in December, bringing with him more than a decade of leadership experience in the charity and research sector. Before PSPA, James served as chief executive of Autistica, the UK's leading autism research charity, where he spent 5 years as director of research before becoming chief executive in 2020. During those 10 years, James built a strong reputation for driving evidence-based change, ensuring that research translated into tangible improvements in people's lives and helping to shape a national strategy. James shares how he is keen to build on the charity's strengths, deepen its impact, and push forward progress for people living with PSP and CBD. When I joined PSPA, I knew I was stepping into something special, but you never fully understand a community until you start meeting the people within it. Over the past few months, I've been lucky enough to attend several support groups, both in person and online, and hear directly from people both living with and affected by PSP and CBD. I've met people at many different stages of their journey, including those who are sadly bereaved. I heard people's frustrations around diagnosis, the patchy access to care, and how difficult it can be to navigate systems that don't always work as they should. I've found that genuinely shocking at times. It feels unfair, and it's something we need to address. But alongside that, I've also seen how people in tough situations themselves are supporting others. Whether it's sharing practical advice, talking about ways to manage various challenges, or helping someone feel less alone after a diagnosis, there's a huge value in that shared experience. I'm incredibly proud that PSPA creates the space for those connections to happen. Before joining PSPA, I spent 10 years at Autistica. Throughout that time, my focus was on making sure research didn't just sit on a shelf, that it led to real life change for people. We funded research, but we also worked hard to understand what mattered most to people and to push for evidence-based policy changes. Over time, we developed long-term goals, ambitious ones looking ahead to 2030. As we approach the end of 2025, we'd achieved a number of those goals, and for me, it felt like the right time to think about what was next. I turned 40 last year, which also felt like a natural moment to reflect. I've always believed charities benefit from new ideas and fresh energy, and I wanted to take what I'd learned and apply it somewhere new. When I saw the role at PSPA, it immediately stood out. These are conditions that are not widely understood, yet they affect a significant number of people across the UK. There's a real gap between the scale of impact and the level of awareness, and that represents a huge opportunity. With my background in neuroscience, I could see the potential for progress in research, diagnosis, and care. I also felt that PSPA was at an exciting stage in its development. The charity already delivers high-quality services and supports a strong, connected community. My ambition is to help us build on that, to be bolder, more ambitious, and more outward-facing in how we talk about what we do and what needs to change. Meeting clinical researchers has reinforced that sense of opportunity. We're starting to understand more about the underlying biology of PSP and CBD, and that opens the door to better diagnostics and ultimately treatments. The earlier we can diagnose, the sooner we can support people effectively and in the future intervene with new therapies. PSPA has a crucial role to play in creating an environment where that research can thrive and where more investment is drawn into the field. At the same time, I've also seen firsthand the practical challenges people face visiting clinics and hearing about people's experiences of care, both good and less well coordinated, has been invaluable. It's reminded me that while long-term breakthroughs are essential, there are also immediate improvements we can make. Sometimes it's about relatively simple things, better coordination of care, clearer guidance, or small interventions that can make day-to-day life easier. One of my priorities now is to help PSPA become louder about the incredible work it already does. The quality of information, the helpline, the support services are all exceptional, but not enough people know about them. Most members of the public haven't heard of PSP or CBD, and even within the healthcare system, there's more we can do to improve awareness. If we can change that, if we can help GPs and other professionals recognise symptoms earlier and guide people more effectively, that will be a huge step forward. We're currently redeveloping our strategy, and that's something I'm really excited about. It's important this is shaped by the voices of people living with PSP and CBD. What you tell us about your experiences, your challenges, and your priorities should guide what we do next. The recent survey will also help inform this work. Over the coming months, I'll be continuing to meet as many people as possible, listening and learning, so that by the end of the year, we have a clear, ambitious plan for the future. We're also looking at how we can strengthen our digital offer, reshape our website, and continue improving our services. The charity is in a strong position, and I've been incredibly impressed by the team and the commitment they show every day. My role is to build on that, to take what's already working and help it go further. Outside of work, life is busy in a different way. I've two children, aged 8 and 12, and they keep me very active. I coach my daughter's football team and chair a local football club. So a lot of my spare time is spent on the sidelines or driving to matches. If I get the chance, I like to go running myself, but mostly it's about family time. I care enormously about making a difference, and I see a real opportunity here at PSPA to achieve something meaningful. We have a strong foundation, a passionate community, and growing momentum in research. If we can raise our voice and build awareness and income, I know we can achieve even more for everyone affected by PSP and CBD.